Support for WILL comes from
Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Mark Russo joins us. He's a senior weather analyst at Earthris Technologies in Chicago. Mark, what a beautiful set of days we've had, and looks like it's going to stay that way for a good part of this week. Can you tell me about the weather in my part of the world?
Yeah, well, Todd, yeah, that certainly is the case. Just a beautiful late summer day here as we approach the equinox here. So, yeah, waning days of summer, but all in all here, a favorable pattern for harvest progress, not only across Illinois, but across much of the Midwest. Following some of the rain activity starting out the weekend, we've turned dry, and this week we are going to remain fair and dry with warmer than normal temperatures. In fact, we see very little, if any, rainfall from now through Thursday. As we get into Friday, Saturday, there will be a frontal system that will produce some rains, but it looks more scattered and no widespread heavier rainfall, and overall no sign of any wet patterns evolving over the next 10 days. So just a great stretch of weather that we're in here across Illinois and the Midwest as we go into this back half of September.
I suspect next week farmers across the bulk of the Corn Belt will really begin to move. Will they see any problems in that 6 to 10, 6 to 7 to 14 day period?
At the present time, no. We do not see any type of pattern that would promote just more active conditions. And one of the reasons for that is with this ridging of high pressure that's now, again, beginning to build across the central and eastern U.S. that looks to be in place the 6 to 10 and on into the 11 to 15 day time frame as well.
Okay. Anything in South America that we should be aware of?
Yeah, a couple of items. From a temperature standpoint, we had some unseasonably cool weather in portions of southern Brazil starting out the weekend. There's some reports of frost. As far as any kind of crop impact, likely pretty limited, especially for winter wheat, which is in the process of going through spring growth. Temperatures, with the exception of a few pockets, did not drop below freezing, and so likely no significant issues there. And then actually in southern Brazil, going into a period of heavy rainfall starting the middle of this week and continuing on into next week. So it could cause some quality concerns for the winter wheat crop in far southern Brazil.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate you taking the time with me today.
Yeah, my pleasure, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Earthris Technologies. He's in Chicago, Illinois. Joins us on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. A couple of items. Be sure to visit us tonight. We'll be at the Farm Credit Illinois building. That's in Mahomet, off of Interstate 74 at the Prairie View Road exit. It's really simple and quick and easy to get to. Amy Sage of the Andersons will be there with us, along with Jason Clapp of Risk Management Commodities, and possibly Matt Bennett, unless he's still in the combine combining beans this evening. He's with, of course, Bennett Consulting and Channel Seeds. More importantly, Gary Schnitke will be along too, ag economist from the U of I, to take up the ARC County and PLC payments for both 14 and 15, crop insurance, and any other questions you have. It's open and free to everybody. Starts at 6:30 p.m. That's when we'll start the panel discussion. So drop by and see us at the Farm Credit Illinois building this evening. That, of course, right there in Mahomet, Illinois. Again, Interstate 74 at Prairie View Road. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Listen to our programming anytime you'd like online. The address is willag.org. You can check out that calendar there as well. WILLAG.org.